Mae Robertson and Callie Robertson, actually, mother and daughter there at the Saturday Light Brigade, with Mama Said, and Ben Rudnick did Mama Don't Allow. Hello to Nancy Downs. Nancy wanted me to mention that Three Rivers Rowing has a lot of adaptive programs for people who are blind or for people who have other differences in terms of physical abilities and other abilities. Nancy, thank you for the kind words and also for mentioning that to us. Linda McCrae is going to be performing in our next hour. We have two classical pieces. You'll get to meet the quartet shortly, but let me first introduce them to you quickly. Julie Cho, violin, North Allegheny. Devin Moore, violin, Chartiers Valley. Mara Mignogna, how'd I do? Okay, on viola from Pittsburgh Kappa. And Nathaniel Hoyt, who is from Harrison Central, I got that right, on cello. And they comprise the Montgomery String Quartet.
Thank you.
The Montgomery String Quartet, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion Radio Phoenix, where the Valley comes to talk, sing, connect. IQKidsRadio.org and SLBRadio.org. We thank the quartet for being with us. If you're tuning in for Linda McCrae, she'll be here in about 10 minutes or so. I'm going to ask if you can just grab that microphone and snap it out of the stand. Rob will give you a hand here. And we're going to get a chance now to meet everybody so you can learn more about who made all the pretty music. They all have Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra in common. Hello.
Hi.
And I'll let you introduce yourself, please.
My name is Julie Cho, and I'm the first violinist of the Montgomery Fellowship Quartet.
And I know you're at North Allegheny. What year are you in now?
Currently, I'm a junior.
Any plans yet? Have you been setting your sights on music or any other career?
I'm keeping my options open. I'm definitely going to pursue music in the future.
Well, great.
But I'm also, in addition to that, I'm also interested in science.
I remember that from talking before. Do you want to say hello to anyone? Any shout-outs or thank yous?
Well, since it's Mother's Day tomorrow, I think we all want to say happy Mother's Day to our own mothers. Thank you to my father also, and also Mr. Black, our quartet coach. He's done so much for us, and we want to thank him.
Was he here earlier with his
He's
little boy?
Right
yeah,
outside.
I saw him there today. He does clearly. I want to be sure you sound your best, and that's terrific. Well, thank you. Let's say hello next. I think we have Devin on violin from Chartiers Valley.
Yes, and I'm the second violinist in the Montgomery String Quartet.
And what year are you in now?
I'm a sophomore.
So are you starting to think career-wise or anything?
Well,
or?
I'm sort of torn between the same as Julie with science and music. I'd love to pursue music in the future, but I also have a passion for medicine and things that have to do with neurological sciences. So
interesting. How did you get interested in that?
Well, I don't know. I've always taken a liking, especially in science classes and things like that. And since I was little, I've always wanted to be a surgeon. So, and then music is always another option for me as well.
Well, they both require a lot of precision.
Yes.
And a lot of heart, too. Any hellos or shout-outs, Devin?
I'd like to say another happy Mother's Day to my mother. Say hi to my little sister, Tatum, and my grandmother, too.
That's Devin Moore. And next, we'll say hello to, I said Mara before. Do
yes.
you prefer Mara or Mara?
Mara's correct.
I got it right. I usually say Mara no matter what because that's the way I was taught to talk. But it's Manonia, Mara Manonia, who goes to Pittsburgh Kappa. What year are you in?
I'm a senior.
So you're the one that I can really, people want to know what folks' futures are. Do you know yet?
Next year I will be attending Baldwin-Wallace University, and I will be studying arts management and viola performance.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
A great school.
I'm very excited.
Any greetings to anybody?
I'll also say hello to my mother, since tomorrow is Mother's Day, and my sister, Anna, and my grandmother.
How do you feel? Is your sister younger than you?
She is 4 years younger than me.
So you're going to be the first in your nuclear family to head
off
to college.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody's really calm about that.
Oh, totally calm. Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you
for
being here today. And now let's meet our cellist who's hasn't been here before. Nathaniel Hoyt is his name. And where is Harrison Central? Hold that up so we can hear you. But where's Harrison Central?
It's actually in Ohio, so an hour and a half west of here.
Okay. What's it near? Or what city?
It's about, if you know where Steubenville is.
Sure.
It's about 40 minutes west.
And how long have you played cello?
Since I was six. So that would be 11 years.
And what year are you in high school?
I'm a junior.
Any thoughts beyond high school yet?
Again, it's between music and something to do with political science right now.
That's a neat combination.
A lot of other options are open still.
Yeah. Well, you sound great. All of you sound great. And let me ask you, Nathaniel, you're active in PISO as well?
Correct.
Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. So I guess Steubenville, you're not that far away, right? Is it about a 50-minute drive or so? Or
Steubenville is about 50 minutes.
Yeah, but it's got to be a challenge to get FaceTime with your fellow players here, is it?
It can be a little tough, but it's definitely worth the drive to come and play with PISO.
Oh, great. And anybody, of course, Mom, if you want to give in your own voice a happy Mother's Day greeting.
Yeah, I'll say hello to my mom who's listening, and also to my sister, Abby.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And you can just put that anywhere convenient, right on the table is fine. And we have one more selection. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me ask you to pick that up again. And can you tell me what you played, the previous selection that you just played?
Yeah, that was the Brahms String Quartet in C minor, the first string quartet.
And Nathaniel, what is next?
Our next piece will be Philip Glass, his third string quartet, which is written as a movie soundtrack.
That'll be fun to listen to. Thank you. And please join me once again as we welcome from Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Learn more about them at pyso.org, including free Heinz Hall concerts that you can attend, provided you reserve tickets at the website. Here again, Montgomery String Quartet. Thank you. Thank you to the Montgomery Quartet. Learn more about their work and Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra's work at pyso.org. Linda McCrae coming up.